I want to discuss another issue which has been in the news for quite a while now, and it's the Dalradian Gorchan issue, the dispute about the gold mine planned for just outside Greencastle in County Tyrone. It's been hitting the headlines more and more recently. We've seen protesters setting up camp in the village. We've also heard from clergymen speaking out about the project, and a campaigner has even chained himself, as you know, to the drill rig. But why is there so much opposition to the mine? Well, we will have an opinion from Dalradian, the people who are behind it, the company behind it. But first, I want to speak to Bernie Fox, who's a spokesperson for the Gorchan, Ruskey, Greencastle Residents Group, and she is on line two. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Bernie. This is one vocal group that you belong to. You seem absolutely set on preventing the mining from going ahead. Why are you so against it?
I suppose, Frank, if I could take you back even to this time 3 years ago when our group was formed in response to Dalradian's community consultation, when our community realised the full and true extent of their plans for our area. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been down through that particular area of the country, but it is an AOMB, an area of outstanding natural beauty, designated by others, not by us. We're very fortunate to live there. I have a family, a very small family, who I absolutely love watching play outside in a safe environment. And when I look into the distance, I am very, very fortunate in terms of what I can see in the beautiful area that is around us. So when we learned that there was a very real chance that that could all change forevermore, we were very concerned. So much so that there was a level of fear and anger within our local community that I have never seen. And so in response to that, we spent some time stepping back, looking at what we had available to us, provided by the company, and then realised that we didn't fully understand exactly what was being planned and we needed expert help and advice. And so we did that. We went out and we found the very best legal defence team that we could find and the very best of experts that were available to help us to understand exactly what we were facing. And so I suppose when we learned of all of that, the startling reality of what we were facing became very, very real. And along with that, our opposition and our resolve to oppose this grew in strength and in number. And so while we won't be discussing it today, we have set about what we first intended to do, which was to hold those to account who are making decisions on our behalf in terms of determining the planning application. And we have taken our first legal challenge, which we're currently in the middle of. So that's where we're prepared to go to make sure that our area stays the beautiful, tranquil, safe place that it currently is and that the environment is protected.
How do you visualise the area in the future? It is beautiful. It is beautiful. We've all been, well, we haven't all been through it. I've been through it. It is just, it's to die for. It's such a beautiful part of the world. How do you envisage the area in the future when Dalradian mine that for their gold?
Well, first, just to say, Frank, I suppose I'm very strong in my belief that we will win this fight.
Yes, but let's presume. Hold on. If the work was done, how do you visualise the area?
Frank, if that were the case, I don't believe we have a future there any longer. I believe there is a very real risk to the air that we breathe, to the water that we drink, to our health, and to our livelihoods. And I don't believe that it would be a safe place for us to live any further.
Do you visualise holes dug in the ground? Do you think there'd be mounds of soil that the beautiful hillside will be ripped into? Is that the sort of picture or not?
Well, at the moment, you have to look at the planning application that they have submitted, which runs to some 10,000 pages in terms of its quantity.
Yeah, just on the issue in relation to the planning. I want to leave that to one side because that's all part of the judicial review. Describe how you think the mountains and the hillsides will look.
Well, that's what I'm basing my perception on in terms of what it may look in the future, in terms of some of the drawings that we have been provided for. And those that are at the very end stage of what they deem the 2025 year lifespan of their operations, you know, one could say that what would be wrong with what is there. I would say to you that the transformation process that has to take place in order to get there is one that is a very scary place to be, where there are potentially unstable mounds of a waste storage facility sitting right on the hillside of a mountain, which in an area of which we live, in terms of the level of rain that we get, you know, it really does put the fear of God into people in terms of understanding what that may look like if a disaster were to happen, for example.
Okay. Just stay with me, Bernie, because Peter McKenna very kindly has agreed to join us. He's the Community Relations Manager with Dalradian, and he'll have exactly the opposite opinion on what they're doing than yourself. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Peter, to say you're not welcome in a community is an understatement. Why is it so important to Dalradian to be there mining in one of the most beautiful parts of Northern Ireland?
Well, Frank, I would contest the statement that we're not welcome. I'm from the area. I'm a local from the area. You know, my parents and my grandparents and my forefathers come from the opposite sides of the hill, and my roots are in the area. We have a workforce of some 50 people at the moment, and the majority of them are also from that area and are happy to be in it and are happy to be there and associated with and to look forward to this as a project. To answer your question about why it's important, I mean, that's one of the benefits of this project. You have to work where the material is. And this will create a Brexit-proof project in uncertain times.
How many jobs will you provide?
We'll be looking at about 1,000 jobs, direct jobs and induced jobs across the local area. It's a completely transformative project, Frank. You're talking about $1 billion. That's £700-800 million supply chain over the life of the mine, and that will go out into and dovetail with the kind of industry that's in and around Tyrone anyway. Tyrone is noted for its already you know, huge involvement in the engineering sector, where we're building machinery to be sent out across the world to be used in the mining and extractive industries. And so, you know, they're going to have, there's a great synergy there between ourselves and an industry that already exists.
And what do you say to the residents who are worried about land slippage? They're worried about the water being left unfit to drink. They're worried about mining deep under where the beautiful countryside is. They have concerns about losing the beauty of the and the serenity of the area, as well as health and safety concerns.
Well, on the question of land slippage, you know, we've been working out there for some 10 years now. We didn't arrive yesterday, Frank. We've carried out some major experimental work on the local area, and we've built some of these experimental, much smaller scale areas, and we've found that not only do they stand up to normal weather conditions, but they also behaved a good bit better than the local natural conditions did in the huge storms of August 2017. So we're happy and confident about our ability to engineer the kind of safety that, of course, is paramount for ourselves, for the environment, for the local people. On the water, I think, you know, it's well known that our planning application is one of the most detailed that's ever been submitted to the Department for Infrastructure in Northern Ireland. And the every aspect of our process has been planned for. We're going to be building a water treatment plant which uses the same technology as is used in drinking water plants. So we'll be putting the water back into the streams at the same at the same level as potentially drinking water can be, and at the same levels as the regulators ask for.
And how much money can the investors make from this? How much gold is there there?
That is a question that I can't answer you in totality. But at the moment, and over a 10-year expiration period, we've taken what was seemed to be a fairly insignificant deposit, and we've grown it through skillful measurement and exploration methods, and so there's somewhere in the region of 6 million ounces measured there at the moment. And the deposit is still open. I mean, we see this as a huge opportunity for an area where there has been habitation, where people have lived in this barrens for countless thousands of years, and this is a great way to roll back against things like rural depopulation, Frank. It's a great way to save and promote and preserve the communities in situ.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much, and I'll give the final word to you, Bernie. It's a very stout presentation that Peter makes, and he comes at it from that very strong line that he's a man of the mountains himself. He understands where he is. I'll give you a final word on his presentation, Bernie.
I suppose, you know, yes, he does put forward very strong arguments for a company that is very intent on making as much money and as much profit from what we have enjoyed over the years, and in some areas taken for granted. However, I will say this, we don't take it for granted anymore. This is a community standing up for their own rights. And it's important that those who are charged with protecting the area of natural outstanding beauty and the designations that are afforded to it, that are also charged with determining the application, that the rights of the people of our community should become over and above and beyond the potential economic gain.
Okay. Bernie, thank you for your input. Peter McKenna, thank you as well. That is one ongoing debate up in the Spurrins. It's been raging for the best part of 3 years, the investigation into the gold going on longer than that, but that is some story. It's a film, never mind a story. 0289033105. We'll keep a very watchful eye on the judicial review in relation to it as well. But in the meantime, to Bernie Fox, representing the concerned citizens of that particular area of Gorchin, Ruskey, Greencastle, thank you very much, Bernie. And Peter McKenna, who is the Community Relations Manager with Dalradian, the people mining for gold, thank you as well.